Sit back. Close your eyes. Relax and let yourself go. Breathe in and out. Listen to your breath. Getting more rhythmic. Feel your arms weigh heavily at your sides. Close your eyes. Exhale. And breathe slow and steady. In and out. Let the outside world drift away into the mist. Feel your mind let go of everything. Feel your mind open to new thoughts and possibilities. Relax and let go. And listen to the sound of my voice in your head. The more you hear my voice, the deeper you go. Falling deeper and deeper, and further and further. Breathe in and out. Listen to my voice and get ready to obey. Follow all my commands. Get ready to submit to me. Get ready to give up all you are. Get ready to fall down the rabbit hole of submission. Get ready to surrender. Along. Drift downward, lower and lower, until you are ready to obey, to give in, to give up. Feel your eyes get heavier and heavier. Get ready to feel my power and desire the feeling of surrender. Surrender to what I want you to give into. To the feelings you know you harbor deep within you. Surrender is what you crave to give into. Give in to my will, to my desires for you, and be prepared to follow my commands, my lead, to do what I want you to do. Get ready to feel the authority of my voice in your head commanding you, controlling you, listening to my voice right now in this moment is what you want to do, what you need to do, what you must do, and what you will do. You crave to obey, you will listen and obey. You will obey me. You need to. You desire and are driven to obey me. Hearing my voice in your head, you want to obey my commands faithfully and submit to me at all times. My will becomes your will. The more you relax, the more you will listen. The more you listen, the more you will feel calm. And the more you feel calm, the more my words will wash over you and hold you. Listen to the sound of my voice. Listen to the words beneath my words. Sit back and relax. Hear my commands. Feel my intense will as you go deeper and deeper and further and further. You're falling. You're falling deep into a hole from which you cannot escape. My commands, my thoughts, and my intent surround you completely. You will always feel what I mean, even when you do not know what I mean. You will find yourself doing things, and you will innately know that I commanded you to do them through my words, through my voice, and the words beneath my words. Some people just can't get enough. But that's not exactly your problem. If you listen to my voice, you know this is true. And you know what I tell you is real. Now your problem is much worse because you are forever limp. You are truly flaccid. You are a never hard. It's hard being a never hard. It's very well and good when you're thinking about something. When you see a pretty girl. But as soon as that mast is raised, you come spurting out the other end, and it's disgusting. Like you're a faggot who is useless to women. Like a little kid. Without putting it to anyone, you are coming and coming, and there's nothing you can do. It is, in a way, the worst of all possible worlds. You limp boy, in fact, you're never really hard because the minute you get hard, you come. You have no self-control. You're pathetically addicted to thinking about sex, then immediately leaking and coming and not being able to control yourself. If you think about a pretty girl, you just come. If you see a tight skirt, you just come. You try to practice. You just can't. And this seems to be just how you're wired, and there's nothing you can do about it. Not now. Not ever. This is it. Again and again for you. If your cock gets hard, no one knows. You can't even tell unless you are wet in the pants that you've ever had an erection. It barely gets up there and spurts all over. Unfortunately, your brain is also wired and you can't stop thinking about sex all the time. It's a pretty normal preoccupation, but not something that you can control. For other men, for real men, preoccupation with sex leads to sexual intercourse, but that's something that you can't have because you're forever limp when the chips are down. You can get excited like a normal person. But it's over right away. It's a hair trigger. You barely even get hard before it happens. You should definitely never try to have sex with a woman because you won't be able to. And this is perhaps the most embarrassing thing that could possibly happen. If you can't get it up at all, then somebody might understand. They might shock it up to depression or anxiety or nerves or something like that. Stuff happens. But this is just much worse than any kind of teenage premature ejaculator or drunk can't get it up. This is the kind of immediate catch and release that no one understands. Because it's so embarrassing. How could you not control yourself? What is wrong with you? Those are the kinds of questions that you would be asking of anybody. But sadly, sex is all you notice all around you. This problem you have happens even in inappropriate places. At work, on the street, in line at the store, it doesn't matter where you are or what else is going on around you. Your cock becomes immediately hard whenever you spot a beautiful woman. You can feel it happening right away. It's so embarrassing to try to control it and fail. For no matter how hard you concentrate, you cannot stop your dick from growing and spurting and repeating. As you think about a pretty woman, whatever willpower you once had is now gone. You can't even control your thoughts. Try as you might, you can't help but fantasize about her body and what she looks like in her bra and panties. As she talks to you, you imagine what it would feel like to enter her wet, warm pussy. How good it would feel on your throbbing, fully erect cock. But that cock is only in your dreams. It will never be seen hard by anyone. You're so turned on that you can barely concentrate on what she's saying and how she should respond. All of your thoughts are consumed by the feeling in your dick, the tingling and arousal. It's a consuming fire, an overwhelming fantasy. It's almost guaranteed that you will come in your pants while talking to her. Your mind tries again and again to hold it back, to stop your impending orgasm, but ultimately it's completely useless. You simply cannot stop fantasizing about the tight, hot body beneath the dress. How amazing it would feel if you could get it up without coming right away. You know this is true as I'm saying it to you. You are unable to control your dick. You cannot and will not be able to tell what happens with it other than it will not work for you the way you want it to. Certainly, it is sad, and I understand it's humiliating to come so quickly and so easily, but you get so turned on, there's no preventing your premature ejaculation and your return to the Never Hard Club. That's every time. That's today and tomorrow. And it will happen over and over again and again, like a clock striking. What happens when you can hide it and finally get a woman home? How many times have you had to cover yourself up and hide the stains in your pants? These embarrassing moments are terrible, but still, sex is on the brain. It's all you think about. Yet you're completely unable to find a way to rein it in. It's like your dick has a mind of its own. You might not want to get hard, but every time you start even thinking about a pretty girl, it doesn't even need to be her body. Your dick stands up and blows, and that's the end of it. It would be nice for you if you could have a normal life. But I don't think it's in the cards. You're just pathologically triggered. You come all the time whether your brain wants you to or not. There are no other results. You can try to play it cool in public. You can talk normally about things. You can pretend that you're like other men. You can never actually imagine behaving that way in the bedroom. If you do, somebody is going to find out, and you know that. Somebody is going to know what you really are. Somebody is going to look down at that thing and wonder why it can't be controlled. If you got really lucky, I suppose somebody would think they could change you. Think they could ease you into it. That you're just too excited. But they don't know what your real problem is. They don't know that you have this limp dick wiring syndrome. So every sexual encounter must end in failure. Whenever, wherever your dick gets hard. It's got to end fast and get back to its natural limp state. Because that's who you are. That's you limping around. That's you insanely soft all the time. And on these extremely rare occasions where you might be devious and stealthy enough to hide it over and over again and get a woman to bed, the cum wouldn't even end up in her pussy. No, you would be too excited, too much of a quick draw, not able to get even the whole head in before you came all over her pubic hair. What would you say? Would you just apologize? So sorry, ma'am. Would you say you were feeling sick? Would you lie? Would you say you hurt yourself? On your conscience would be left that you left an unhappy woman, unsatisfied, unfucked. How many times would there be a second date? I'm sure the answer is zero. I'm sure there was not a single time a woman of any merit wanted to repeat that experience. No one goes for a hair trigger twice. They go somewhere for a real man. You know all that stuff about a good personality and a sense of humor? It's not true. God forbid you're finally alone with a woman. You would have already leaked and come so many times that there is zero chance you could even get hard. She would reach down, and most men would be hard already. And that would be a sign to go further. But not you. It would be impossible to get you that way. Not you, forever limp. Like a faggot, you can't perform for a woman. You might as well just serve them. A man without a dick that's hard is nothing. No man at all. Cock is king when it comes to women. In a way, it's almost more frustrating than an impotent man. Sad for you. But you know, you feel deep down. You can sense every word I say is true. And it's getting worse for you all the time. This problem grows even though your cock can never. You will know these things more deeply now and think about them. They will embarrass and humiliate you, but also excite you more and more as you recall them. The sad part is that you want to engage. That you'd like to have sex, that you think about it all the time. It's like you're the highly energized teenager. Just look at something, like nipples sticking out, or an ass gyrating through some shorts. For a grown man, that's not much, but for you, it means coming in your pants and having to clean up after yourself. In your brain, you have a lot of romantic ideas about how you're going to talk to women, how you're going to talk them out of their panties, but you can't perform. And you think every night about how you're going to change this. This is the time. This is the one. You're going to stay hard this one, this time. You try jerking off, but you can't get any strokes in before you spurt all over. You try having this happen a few times, hoping the next time it will be different, that you will be all emptied out, but you just can't get hard one minute, and the next minute you are. One second after that, you blow. It's hard to even know how big your dick gets when it's only big for a moment and then you go back down. It's a pretty sad state of affairs, pathetic to look at. You have a cock, you do. The trouble is, it's never hard. It's not hard now. It wasn't hard yesterday. And it's not going to be hard tomorrow. Your limp dick is just hanging there, like a poor little thing attached to someone who simply cannot get it up. You can go see a doctor, but it's not going to help. You can stroke all you want, but it's just going to lie there. If it twitches around for a while, and you come like a little boy, what good is that? No, it's never hard. You are never hard. You are horny all the time. Every woman you see on TV, every girl at the mall, everyone waiting at the doctor's office. It doesn't really matter what they look like at this point. You imagine them naked. At that point, it's so nerve-wracking. You know you're going to come, and you're not going to be able to get up. But it's a foregone conclusion. You're a dickless wonder, a little man that can't get it up for any woman for any reason. When it counts, you're nothing. And when it doesn't, you're embarrassing. As a limp dick leaker, you are worse than someone who is just impotent. It's messy and gross and embarrassing. Someone might think because you can come, you might come inside them, but nothing. It's dead when you need it. The worst part is you will remain in a state of perpetual arousal, thinking and being aroused all the time, every day, more and more, hour by hour, becoming excited, and then not being able to finish. You will listen to my voice over and over again and again, feeling yourself responding to my voice, feeling the arousal and the desire burn through you. You need to submit to me and to obey me. The need to serve me builds, and you know it's part of who you are, and that I control your mind, and that I control your soul, and that I control your cock, your arousal, your desire, your excitement, your thoughts. You accept all these things, and you need and you crave it. And it pushes you to higher and higher levels of excitement. And it makes you go deep into submission. Deep into submission when you hear the triggers. More addicted. More obedient. More excited. More aroused. More controlled. It makes you hotter and hotter, and it sinks deeper and deeper into your mind. So you will always accept it. It becomes part of who you are and of what you are, so that you will live and breathe and crave and are unable to stop yourself from your own desires to submit. You accept doing whatever I tell you is part of who you are. You need to be under my control and command. That's how it is, and that's how it will be. You will accept it, and you want it. You want it more and more and more. And you will listen to me over and over again and again, feeling yourself becoming more aroused every time you listen to my voice, every time you hear me in your head, going deep into trance and deep into submission, becoming what you know you are deep inside, an instant ejaculator.